There is a major problem in the Avodah Zarah, and this Zman it will be a little bit tricky, but I will try to work on that, that we should be able to make somehow tshuva on something, because then we'll have it on people. Because when you are not able to be chayzer b'tshuva and you are not chayzer b'tshuva, the kedushas on people will go above you. In kedusha, once in a while, that is like this. For example, by tefillin, when you have tefillin and you are doing all the ma'isim, you know, even when you are litvak, you know, you are making that, and you look, it's the right place, at the right distance, that here in the middle, really, and it's where the hairs once were, by me, you know, forever, it's all 100% right, but you don't know, or you're not aware, that there are parishes there, you have a problem with your tefillin, and the tefillin are still above you, they are not on you. Because Hanochas tefillin needs the awareness that there are parishes inside. Without the awareness of parishes, that there are parishes there. You don't have to exactly think about what this is in the parishes, but you have to know that there are parishes there, written, and ever not, even though you do all the ma'isim, tefillin is not for you. The Yom Kippur is the very same thing. You can fast, and you cannot do melachos, and you do all the right things, the ma'ise, but you are not making tshuva. The Kedushas Yom Kippur is simply above you, because Itzum B'Shalayim Mechapel, the Kedushas Hayom is such a day which is gives a kapore, but only when you make tshuva. When you don't make tshuva, the Kedushas Hayom doesn't do to you what it has, it's supposed to do. Yeah? What it's supposed to do, it doesn't do it. So you need tshuva. So you need tshuva in order to reach that Kedusha. And then you already can't know what this Kedusha will do to you. Because that is the way it looks like also in the Rambam, that is that the tshuva shalim chaper is a dovah shal be'etzem. It's not only like you have to say vidui when you are making tshuva, otherwise it doesn't work. It's a tshuva shalim chaper that is a madreig of Yom Kippur. And we saw that by big people, which they urged, that inner urge to reach Yom Kippur, because they wanted to experience that kedusha, which this kedusha is mechaper avoinus, this biggest day in the world. So I don't want to give up on that. So I want to be able to be chayzer b'tshuva. And now you will see that I am not into the question, you'll see it soon why, I'm not into the question, so but what will be with all the other things? We'll speak about that. You'll see. Okay? But first, you have to understand, when you want to reach the quality of tshuva, you have to understand what is the basis of that quality of tshuva. What is that? So there is a difference between ma'aseh mitzvahs and tshuva. There's a difference. The way also Chazal always say, tshuva ma'aseh tovim, you know? Tshuva is also ma'aseh tovim, but there's tshuva or ma'aseh tovim, two things. So the ma'aseh mitzvahs, they are doing something in the world. Yeah? They are attacking the world. That way, Nefesh HaChaim says, in Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, Til Tezayin, he speaks about how the mitzvahs are doing tremendous, having a tremendous impact in all of the worlds, wherever you want. That is the Nefesh HaChaim. So the Nefesh HaChaim is not the first, because the Shara Tshuva, Rabbi Yoyle says the very same thing, that when you are making mitzvahs, it's like you are planting a garden, and the Beroyle wants all of the trees, and that's why you can't make the question which tree to plant or not, because he needs all of them. So you may not prefer one mitzvah above the other. That's why, because the world needs all of your mitzvahs. That's right. So when you come to the Avodah Zarah, that's Perek Yud Zayin, and further in Rabbi Yisrael, till in Rabbi Chaim, till Perek Chov, in Shar Aleph, there he doesn't mention a word about that tshuva does something in the world. He doesn't mention. He mentions that tshuva does something in you. You are a different person. You are changing because of tshuva. So the area of tshuva is entirely different area than mitzvahs. Because tshuva is really chal in you. It's you which is the noise in tshuva. It's not the world, and it's not the zgula, and it's not the tikkun olam. No, it is you. Whether you are disrupted, or you are corrupted, or whatever it is, whatever you want, however you want to call that, whatever happens with you, that is the question of of tshuva. Yeah? But the mitzvahs are not like this. The mitzvahs are there, which they are, the question is of tikkun olam. Yeah? So that is what we have to be able to put into the horizon, that tshuva has to be nogea to our own self. Otherwise there is no tshuva. Yeah? Otherwise you didn't begin. You made a vice to you. Instead of saying Lashon Hara, you don't say Lashon Hara. But you didn't have a choice of a tshuva. You have to change. So it says in the Rambam that the person turns over into another one. Yeah, it's not the same person. That's not a tshuva of the Zgudas HaTshuva. That is the Etzem Vot. That you, as a person, are changing. That is the Etzem Vot. Yeah? That tshuva is. When you look up Rabbi Yisroel, which he is the man which he brought down tshuva closer to us, we'll see, yeah, closer to us, let's put it like this, a nice way to say it. But, so also he begins with that, because there's no escape. He begins with that, when he begins about tshuva with Michtav Vov, he says, Hu odom asher em, asher hu odom ba'atzmoy, hu odom asher em b'yodeinu lechanoi zirak onoichi, onoichi alozeh, he, this Odom Atzmoy, this Onoichi, that essence of a person, I don't know how to translate that in English, but this essence of a person is, has a possibility, or of having Oinek, Lemaala Miroish, Lanetzach, and there's a possibility to experience Tzar, She'ein Luigvul. And in order to escape from that Tzar, you have to make Tshuva. So there, Rabbi Saul says, the point of tshuva is this negiya ba'atzmoy. That's the point. And the negiya ba'atzmoy means that you are going away from the tzar, which is a part of yourself, which is negiya to that atzmoy, and you go into the oinek, which is a part of yourself. That's it. That's what he puts tshuva. When he speaks about Rosh Hashanah and Yichtav Zayin, we'll speak about that, he says something different. He says something else. But in tshuva, that's the way he speaks. He speaks, tshuva is that it's negiya to the atzmoy of the person. Him Atzmoy, himself. Okay? So, that is our challenge. How are we reaching that? Is that some existential feeling? Or what do you do? Yeah? How do you do that? So, there, Rabbi Yisroel found an Eitzah. And this Eitzah is a very deep Eitzah. That's called Yiras Hoynish. Yiras Hoynish means that the person understands that he himself is in troubles. When he makes an Aveira, and he thinks that he'll get Oynish, he feels that I am in trouble. That's the whole point of Yiras Oynish. You see it there by Michtav Vov, you see it there in the Igeres HaMusa. The Igeres HaMusa in the beginning, he says this awkward thing. No one really understands that. Mashgiach asks him, what does that mean exactly? So he says, Bal Yilochet Zor Bigloloi, Hu Levada Yisabrich HaTov, so what is that exactly that you think there is another one which gets the Oynish? It is not by Inyan, that's what the Mashgiach asked, but you see that the point of the Yiras Oynish is that it is you. You are in troubles. You are in a problem. You yourself. That's you. Yeah? So this is what Rabbi Saul says, that the Yiras Oynish makes that things are nogea to you. Okay? So now we can begin. That Yiras Oynish is the basis of our tshuva. That means I am in troubles. And then I do exactly what Rabbi Saul says. Then I say, Koshe Onsho Sholom and Yosef Mishal Cheles, because the Lovom is an easy maaseh to do. And there the Oynish is bigger. And the whole basis of my tshuva is the Yiras Oynish, that I am in troubles. I am in. So you see the difference between Rabbi Saul and what we think. The Yiras Oynish in Rabbi Saul doesn't mean that the maise is more chomur. No. It means you are more in troubles. That's what Yiras Oynish means. Yiras Oynish doesn't mean it is like a labeling of the maise. This is a big thing and this is a smaller thing. It's a question whether you are in troubles. That's Yiras Oynish. And by a maise cotton, you are really in troubles. Because koshe onsho shalom yosef mishal cheles. And that's why you do a maise cotton. So that's Rabbi Yisroel, and you need all the chizuk you need for that. Rabbi Yisroel speaks about the Michtav Tezvov. You need the chizuk for that. You need to be strong with that. That's the tshuva. Rabbi Yisroel works great. The problem is, we are not having the Yiras HaOinish in that way, which makes the things being connected to me. We don't have that. The most we have in Yiras HaOinish is that we get nervous. You could get nervous. That could be. But you don't see that you are in troubles. You don't think about your Olam Habo. You don't think about your Gehenna. You don't think about all these things Rabbi Saul speaks about. It's not a popular thing to think about. Yeah? I could explain that to you exactly, that Yiras HaOinish by us is a very problematic thing. Rabbi Isaac Sher already said it, Hashem Rav Aldemir Slobotka, that in his time, 100 years ago, Yiras HaOinish didn't do the job. Yeah? That Rabbi Isaac Sher said, Hashem the Aldemir Slobotka. Okay, I didn't hear that, but that's not my, but I see it, I know it, that the Yiras HaOinish simply doesn't work. I show you that in a very simple way. Yeah? Whenever you will say over, I saw that. Whenever you say over the Rabbi Soil, which Rabbi Soil says that you have to invest where it's easy, people make a mistake. That happened to me several times. That someone told me, Rabbi Soil already says that when you make tshuva, you have to make an effort. You have to take an easy thing. Why do you make a mistake that you think you make an effort? It is because you do not believe in Yiras HaOinish. And then a small mice, that's not for real. And you really think that making a small mitzvah will make a big change? That's what you think? That will help you making something small? When you make an effort, you're about tshuva, that now you are davening for half an hour with Islamus, and you're doing it! Tshuva, makes a big effort, that's something, you know? But a small thing, that's not worth, that's what you think. Why? Because you have no Yiras HaOinish all together. Because when you would have Yiras HaOinish, you would understand. Someone who says, I can make money, today you can make money, I can't say where, because then I would be thrown out over here, really. But you can make money in ways which are not a big physical effort. Yeah? Nice to say it, yeah? Okay, so you don't make a big physical effort, but you make a lot of money. You can make $20,000 a month without problem, yeah? Someone makes $20,000 a month, but it is not a big effort physically. Then I say, that's not for real. I want to gain $20, but I go on a bike 12 hours a day, make a big effort. That's for real. Why? Because you could gain more. It's not such a big effort, but there is the big gain. There you go for that. Huh? But exactly that's the way which we are doing tshuva. We say, I want to go on a bike the whole day. Make a big effort. The river is only $20. Never mind, but I make a big effort. But by the small mice, you'll be marviach 200,000. That's not for real. Why? Because you have no Yiras HaOinish. We are in a problem. Huh? So don't come to me and say, Yiras HaOinish, Rabbi Saul says that. It doesn't simply work. Huh? It simply doesn't work. No, it doesn't. But we have to reach a point where we are. We have to do that. When we are not in the picture. So the Yiras HaOinish made that. You have a Maise, which is Avera, and the Oinish on the Avera, you are really in troubles. It's you which are in troubles. So you have to get out of that. But I don't see that. I don't see that the Yiras HaOinish makes this step, that it switches over from making an action into me. I don't see that. But when I am not in the picture, I wasn't Oyeh Chayzer B'Tshuva. I now make a good action instead of a bad action. I'll get the schar for that. Yeah? Making mitzvah is a very good thing. But tshuva it is not. Tshuva only begins when you are in the picture. As long as you are not in the picture, tshuva isn't there. We have to put ourselves into the picture. So this is the background from all these problems we have, that we say, but what will be with the other things? You know, I make a small thing, but what will be with the other things? Because we don't see that it's about me. We think it is about our actions doing, you know? And then we say, okay, well, I have a car which doesn't go, you know, it doesn't drive, you know? The engine is gone, the differential is gone, all the wheels are out, you know, the doors are gone, you know, there's no... And then comes Rabbi Saul and says, you have to only make one screw in the car And then what? It doesn't, still, it doesn't fly. Because making tshuva is not about fixing cars. Making tshuva is not about making maisim which are afterwards perfect. It's not. Making tshuva is about you. And when it's about me, a small maaseh is also about me. That's what tshuva is about. But we lose ourselves from the picture. And we have to gain ourselves back. So I can't be mevatel on that. Yeah? I can't give up on that one. When I would give up on it, and I say, okay, what shall I do? We have to do whatever we can. We're a little bit mischazek. We do something, make a good maaseh, eat your paspalter or whatever it is. Or don't eat, or don't do another thing, you know. So you make a good maaseh, and then you have tshuva, believe that that's tshuva. No, because you missed the point. You have to be in the picture. And this I can't be mevatel. I can't perhaps be mevatel on yiras ha'oinish in the way Rabbi Saul says. Or I can't be mevatel on big madreges. Yeah, but I can't be mevatel on the etzem geder of tshuva. Ken ich nicht. I can't be mevatel on that one. And when you are out of the picture, tshuva is not there. So I can't be mevatel. So how do we get ourselves back into the picture? How do we do that? Yeah? This is the riddle. And when we are not addressing that riddle, we are not preparing ourselves for Yom Kippur. We did not. We did something else. But we didn't prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. Okay? So that's the problem. I think the problem is very clear. There's no question about that. Only to show to you that one may speak, perhaps, one may not speak like me, okay, but one may speak in such a way that certain things are not nogea anymore. You may say that because Rabbi Saul himself says that in Michtavov. In Michtavov, Rabbi Saul says, there are two things you want in your worldly engagement. One is that you want to be a rich man immediately. Okay, you want to be rich? Yeah, okay, you want, but it's not mumlats. But you want to be rich, vakasha, immediately, but that you can't force it. That's, you know, you have no way to do it. But the other thing is that you are working on your parnosa according to your reality. You know, that you are doing a little bit better, one step further. That you can do. And then he says, also, ba'avodas Hashem, there are two prinus, two ways, which, but in avodas Hashem, both are in your realm. The one is that you can change into a different person altogether. Aser zemei tshuva, in one day, in one moment, you can change into a different person. Yeah? The other one is according to your reality. And now, there was once a person which gave out the Or Yisrael, and from Miroidis Spilus, you print it thick, how you call that? You make a dagesh. Yeah? You make a bold printing in the middle of the text. You shouldn't do it. Never. But he made it, I understand, because he was in Poland. So he made it like this. And now, thick, גם באסר זה מתשובה, הודו ביודו לסחל ולשחר, ליש צדיק לשולה בו לשולוי. That would be thick, you know. And then, further, now Rabbi Israel, not thick, but Rabbi Israel now makes a dagesh. רין, הבייס, הוא הבחינה לפי המצב בעבודו שישבורך בכל הויתים, ובפרט, באסר זה מתשובה, אז יסוי דרושי הוא להשקיף ולסבויד אל הדרוכב ולירו לשמור לכל הפורס חלק הקל ממנו. So Rabbi Israel makes deer thick, yeah? Rabbi Saul is Matkish, the second one, not the first. And Rabbi Saul does not give a mahal, you should never make print thick, not when Leuchter reads it, you know. So, but Rabbi Saul doesn't speak about the first mahal of Bichlal. Doesn't. That would be so nice to stand in front of people and say, you have to believe in your own Kayach HaBchira, and you can change in 1 hour! Do it! Why not? Because it doesn't work. And you don't speak about it. You only mean that it could be, of course. You could do it. But no, not one word mentioned. You know? Because the main point is that you work according to the reality. Eh? That's the main point. So I now tell you the same thing. Of course, I could come and say, Yiras Ha'Einesh! Gehenem! Netzach! That would be very nice. And it's true. It simply wouldn't work, you know. So you have to go according to what works. Yeah? And what has to work is that you have to be put back into the picture. Yeah? You don't have to be only fearful. You have to know that you are the noise. Otherwise it doesn't work. There's no tshuva without that. Yeah? So that is the question. And now this is a thing. I am not so comfortable to speak that. I'm a little bit afraid. But this is the thing which we spoke. Yeah? That is the core point of what we spoke. That you have to find where you are without Yiras HaOynesh. You can't wait for the Yiras HaOynesh, that Yiras HaOynesh should put you in the picture. Because that doesn't do it. But you are in the picture in certain areas. Not all of them. And that is changing the whole approach to tshuva. Because the whole approach to tshuva by us is that we want to be chayzer b'tshuva where we are only 50-50 shayach. You know, I'm in a little bit out, and out a little bit in. Loshen hora. No, you have to first be in. You have to first say, that is an area where I am in. Yeah? Where I am shayach. That's the area where I am shayach. That is it. So, and then, when you are there, chayzer b'tshuva, that now there are stages. I don't know how to do that now. We would have to speak quickly now, because it's a little bit dachuf. But we'll see that. Then you would have to see that there is a certain thing which, even though you are strong in that area, and it's an area where you are holding, it's a thing there where it's lacking. We spoke about that. And then you have to understand that's a big problem. You are in a big problem. And then you are chayzer b'tshuva where you are. So I want to explain to you only a beginning of this first riddle. Where do you see that you are? Where are you seeing that? Yeah? Is it only a question of a wishful thinking? I'm a Torah, so I'm shaydech to learning. Or I am a paid tzaddik, you know. That's what I am, you know. So chalpos, I have to daven like a mensch, the chitzonius, you know. Chalpos, so that's my place. That I stand in the right position, do my duty. Okay, that's where I am, you know. So what are you? Where are you? So the point is, I have a proposal, and this is a very interesting way of looking at it. And there you see that it is not so simple. Where are we holding in our self-recognition in Torah? Because where are we holding? The Chovas HaLevavos always speaks about that not in a theoretic way, only in a worldly way. The Chovas HaLevavos says, Shara Bitochen, Perek Gimel, in the end, he says that the person has to invest in his profession where he is really shayach. Yeah? So what is that very shayach? He feels that he has the keuchas nefesh to do it. Yeah? It's, for example, when you want me to be an organizational director of an institution, that would be a very bad idea. It would be working upside down. I am not the organized person, so I am not the keuchas nefesh. But there are other people which are very organized and they could do it. Okay, you have to have the keuchas nefesh. And then he says something very interesting. And you have to be able to bear the hardships which come with the work. Yeah? What does that mean? That means that you are willing, not that you're saying there are hardships and I measure that how much weight you have to lift, and then I said, okay, it's only 50 pounds, I'll do it, you know, this I can't do, I'm able to stand in this hardship. That's not the kavon of the Rabbi, of the Chovas HaLevavos. The Chovas HaLevavos wants to tell you that there are things which you are doing them and neglecting other areas. That means the hardships. You are neglecting. You say, never mind that I can't eat now, but learning is more interesting. Or never mind that I can't sleep. Just imagine when your day would be a day that you give in to any hardship which is there. You know, just when you are a little bit tired, you just go to sleep immediately. When you're hungry, you'll eat immediately. You will not stand in any hardship altogether. You'll be worse than a behemoth. You know? Because even the lion, when you see these nice pictures that those which know how to run quickly, I don't know how I'd say it in English, yeah. So they take a zebra. How many percentage are they matzliach, you know? Yeah? So you think, always? No, they are only 10% or less. Yeah? 90%, it's a failure, yeah? The attack. But why didn't the world make that? He makes it like this. And the zebra walks in, you know? Because the world is built like this. It's not, it's hard, but you are willing to give up your comfort in order to reach what you want. But that's where you are, when you're willing to give up your comfort. So my question is, where in Avodas Hashem is it that you are willing to give up your comfort to do it? And this is a very deep question, which in our educational system, we once in a while suppress that. Because we don't let the boy to experience where he is willing to give up his comfort. Because we force him to give up his comfort. Yeah? We force him only. So he will never see where he is. Because he does what he's obligated to do. And so what shall I do? I can't do what I want to do because I'm obligated. No. You have to see, like the Chayim Salons, you have to see, where are you willing to give up your comfort? Where are you willing to give up sleep because of something? Yeah? Where are you ready to give up your comfort because of tefillah, because of learning, because of the iyun, because of a sefer, because of your own writing? Because where are you? Yeah? Where are you? That means the same thing as in a profession. The profession, where are you as a professional person when you are willing to survive or to keep up to the hardships of the work? But that doesn't mean that those are technical hardships only. This means that you are preferring the work above the other thing. That's the lomdus. That's the poshut lomdus. Yeah? Same thing is within your kedusha. You have to look for that. And when you look for that, you'll see that's not so simple. Huh? That's not so simple. You're not willing to give up hardships for everything, you know? I had a chavrusa once, a big balkishot. It was a big balkishot. And I learned with him. I was a mashgiach in yeshiva then. And I learned with him. But when someone called him from outside, it just went. So once I had enough from that. So when he just walked up and said, "Someone called me outside, I have to go." So I screamed at him and says, "You are Behemah Gasse." So look at him, why? Because Behemah Gasse is nickname Kirelo Vehibo. That's right. That's the king in Behemah Gasse. It's just you call and then he comes. And that's what he is, a Behemah Gasse, you know. Because you're out of the group as well. That you can't be rebuttal on that. You know, today, every time you don't have a phone which rings, but it makes you know, where are you willing to give up? To be ma'adif, your ruchnis above other things, you know? And not technically. Yeah? Let's say you forget to close the phone in the Shmona Esra. And it doesn't ring. I don't want to make sure you're... And then it does, and then they say, Mishon Umiftoch Latzadikim, and then you don't think, it's my wife, or perhaps a neighbor, or perhaps... And then the whole Shmona Esra is done. That's what your Shmona Esra is worthwhile. You are not in the Shmona Esra. You are not willing to suffer the hardship. You are not giving more to the Shmona Esra than to something else. Yeah? That's what the Chayim Salom says. Yeah? You are ma'adif your work more than what is difficult in your life. So let's look there. Let's look whether we have such an area. I think everyone has such an area, more or less. And now comes the second step. We'll speak about that. I only say it quickly because next week won't be about. I'll be in Switzerland. I have to go to Hasnova Nice. So, what shall I do? So, 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 uh, so, uh, so, uh, So, but that's why I say quickly. But you have to find the area where you are. But then comes the second step, that when you find the area where you are, don't think you are perfect there. That's a stutz. Then your stomach is there. No, you are not perfect. You have a problem. And then you have to recognize that the problem is a major problem. A major problem. It's not a small problem. It's not a chisoren, as a chisoren shleimus. No. This is very, then you are a very, very thick person, you know. No. It's not a chisoren shleimus. It's a chisoren sheyesh bo mamish, you know. It's a problem. But you are there and you're willing to give up other things because of that endeavor. Now you are in that you want to get out of that problem, you know? When you see you have a big problem where you are willing to invest even though things are more difficult, so now you are motivated that you say, I want to krich harois from them problem. Because that's a problem which tells me in a thing which I validate so much. And then you'll work. And then you'll find how to change. And then you'll find a small mice will speak about that, how to change. And that's it. And then you'll be able to hide the tshuva. But then you are in. Then it's not the Yiras Oynish. We need Yiras Shomayim. I'll tell you that. I don't paddle you for Yiras Shomayim. Only we don't have such a deep Yiras Oynish that we can rely on it, that we should be in the picture. We don't have that. We have a Yira, and you understand those things are for real. That's okay. And we need that, oh, for sure. But we can't begin with that only, that we say, we are Chayzeh B'tshuva because of our Yiras Oynish, and that makes us Shayach to the Sugiyah. No, I have to be Shayach beforehand, before I begin. That is the today's Vat. We have to be Shayach before we begin. This is only a proposal, where are you? Because people ask me, by the last week's Vat, they ask me, where am I? I'm homeless. That's what someone told me. I'm homeless, so what do you answer, you know? So what do you want, you know? He's homeless. So I know, you are not homeless. Because that already, the Chayvus HaLovus makes a Anocha, that everyone has such a thing, that he has an ability to suffer the hardships of the work. And that means that he's madif the work above the other. There it says a big thing too. That's it, that has to do with it. When he says in Shara Bitochen, he says, and you have to stick to your work even though you are not matzliach now. That's a question of bitoch, that's right? So Bas is saying thing. When you feel I'm somewhere, so whenever you are not 100% matzliach and you won't be the big magichir, still you are there. Don't give up because you don't reach. That's not the point. The point is you want the work, not the reach. Yeah? You are shaykh to the work. You are madif this work about other things, not the reaching. That's the thing we have to say to the Americans. Because they're always into reaching, you know. No, you don't reach. That's the Chavis always there too. Even though you make no panos now. But it's your place, and that's where you are, and the hardship you can suffer. So that's okay. So then stick to it, because that's your place. Either you don't reach your destination, never mind. That's not your place, the destination. The destination is the endeavor. Over here too. Could be learning, could be tefillah, could be vedat blachavayroi, could be midas, could be something else. But you have to find a place where you are able to go for it above hardships, above things which want to pull you off that. And then you find a place where you are. And when you find a place where you are, you can't be chayzeh b'tshuva. Otherwise it doesn't go. Okay? So that's what I want to tell you in a quick way in the end for today. Next week there won't be a vaad. Next vaad in Yirtzeh Hashem will be the Thursday before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? That means the Thursday of Slichas. First Slichas. And then that's for you. Then Aseres Metshuva too. I think you are the only one who gets Aseres Metshuva. Because all the others that are Wednesday is Tzom Gedalia. Yeah? And Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah. And Wednesday is Tzom Gedalia. So Thursday, what shall I do? When you want, then not having a vad, you can tell me. No, too much. Aseres Metshuva, no vad. We want to have a chofesh. But next week for sure not, and in 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and in Yom Hashem, when you want, also sell some mitzvah. Atka.